Welcome home to the All Things Coheed podcast. I'm Devin.
And I'm a guy named Rob. What's up, Devin?
Rob, we got more Coheed.
We got more Coheed. I'm so stoked to talk about this track today. In case you guys have been living under a rock, there's a new Coheed album coming. And they've released another single for this awesome album, as well as a cool lyric video, which we will be getting into in this episode. Specifically, we're talking about Comatose, and I am so excited to talk about it. But before that, we do have a couple other things we need to talk about, right, Devin?
Absolutely. We have Merch Monday, but on a Wednesday, because this is not a Friday release, you have to change up the Merch Monday. Yeah.
Merch Monday, but on a Wednesday, of course.
But there is a 36-page Rock Sound magazine with a Vaxxas 2 shirt that is dropped. You can pick it up. We'll put the link down in the description. But oh my god, a 36-page Coheed interview with new photos. And the guys look so good. I cannot wait to have it in my hands.
And, you know, I've seen a lot of people online being upset about this because it's from the UK store. And there is some shipping fees associated with that. And I think that's totally fair. Because I was reading Twitter, and I saw people like Blue, who is a very big listener of our podcast, was like, well, you know, you guys always get Coheed releases without any shipping charges. Can we just have one? And I'm like, yeah, that totally makes sense. Like, have the UK people get a nice little bump. So yeah, I'm super stoked for this.
And whether you are in the UK or the US, you still have time to get a Vaxxas Act 2, A Window of the Waking Mind box set, which gets you access to the Discord. And in that Discord, we have had a Q&A with Travis and Zach already. So definitely, if you're considering picking it up, get it now, because there's already stuff happening. And Claudio showed off the actual Quintillion speaker containment unit on Instagram the other day, and he did show it off on Twitch a while ago, but this was a very close and clear look at it, and again, I cannot wait to have this in my hands.
Yeah, it looks super cool. I'm very excited to have this box set, and you know, ordering the box set makes you super cool. However, if you want to be even cooler than that, you should join the All Things Coheed Discord, which is on all our socials. So please feel free to go over to our Twitter and you can find the link for our Discord.
Man, look at Rob with the good plugs over here. What's up, baby?
I'm trying, Dev. There's another thing I wanted to mention, too, recently in Coheed News, is that Claudio recently did an interview. And you can go and take a look at that. It was with, oh gosh, I'm going to butcher it. It's that UK... It's the UK mag.
Sweetwater. It was a Sweetwater
interview. Oh, no. The Sweetwater interview, yes, but I'm talking more specifically about where he listed his top albums.
Oh, was that Metal Hammer?
That is Metal Hammer, yes. So he did a Metal Hammer interview where he lists his top albums. And, I mean, this is just between me and Dev. This is like a little mini Rob and Dev app. But, I mean, we're both very excited that he's talking about Tommy, which we've kind of been saying, oh, it's very similar to Tommy, this whole Vaxxas storyline. And so we kind of nerded out because I called him and I'm like, dude, it's just Tommy. And he's like, yeah, I know.
But he also lists the second stage Turbine Blade, which he was like, I know, it's my own record, but it really did, you know, change the course of his life, which is really cool to like see that he understands the impact that record has, because there really is nothing quite like it in the discography. And I think that moving with Vaxxas 2, there's nothing quite like this record as well. But they play off of each other nicely, at least with the singles so far.
And when you think about like these modern emo bands that have turned prog, you know, like you think about their first records, and first records are so strong in this genre for some reason, like this whole emo prog genre. Yeah, I thought it was really interesting he listed his own, but it's so important to Coheed. Coheed would not be Coheed without Second Stage as its kickoff point. And then you look at things like Panic at the Disco's, like, A Fever You Can't Sweat Out, and now they're like a pop group. Or you look at like Fall Out Boy and their first record, and their second record. I mean, let's go from under the cork tree. But I'm just saying, it's just like those first records where they have the complete control to put in what they want and be able to play in those spaces, I find that I'm sure every artist would be like, yeah, my first record was important, so I understood how to make a record and what that all entailed.
And as you're speaking on these emo bands that have kind of evolved over time, we do have New My Chemical Romance, Foundations of Decay, and along with this, Coheed and Cambria is opening up for My Chemical Romance on August 20th in Oklahoma City at the Paycom Center, and it's like the fucking Starland Ballroom Part 2 is going down.
What is this? Is this 2007? What's happening? Is Coheed opening for another band? Like, that's crazy. But, I mean, you have to open for MCR with these MCR fans. I wish Coheed was an opening band. It's for the simple fact that I could just go and watch Coheed leave.
But you can't leave when My Chem is the next band going on. And Foundations of Decay, while it may not be my favorite My Chem song, it is very similar to some of the stuff off of I Brought You My Bullets. Like, it's very old school My Chem, but also, like, it has that new kind of feel to it. It is a good song. I'm a Danger Days boy.
Devin, okay, this is where we're going to differ. We're two Coheed fans entered into a forest in the past, whatever. Listen, I am so glad that you mentioned I Brought You My Bullets, because that album, I love that album so much. And everyone's just like, oh, yeah, but their next two releases were so good. You know, it doesn't get much better than Three Cheers and Black Rainbow, but or not Black Rainbow, Jesus, Black Parade. but yeah, man, I did dig the new track. I thought it was an interesting direction to go, especially being an old school MCR fan. But yeah, Coheed and MCR together, that's the dream concert. Just imagine a tour, please, guys. Please, if this goes well, can we please get a tour? And then the Deer Hunter can open for Coheed, which is opening for MCR, and that's what we want. Thank you.
Speaking on the tours, Coheed has announced a UK and EU tour with Thrice and Touche Amore from October 14th to October 30th. And it seems on Twitter that Evil Inc. has confirmed both San Diego Comic-Con and New York Comic-Con appearances, so a lot to look out wherever you are.
And also, you know, since we don't have a ton of content to talk about this episode, like, yes, there are a bunch of things that have happened all at once. But our main focus today is, like we said, Comatose. Let's do a quick shout out to a couple, you know, kind of sister bands that have been putting out releases too, like DGD recently put out a few tracks.
Yeah, so you have Synergy and Pop Off, which are the two latest singles from Dance Gavin Dance. They are on tour this summer with Coheed and Mothica. The first date in Miami and goes all the way from July to August. And then the final show of the United States run is that August 20th show. Just a few days after they're done with DGD, they finish it with My Chem.
And then, you know, I let you have that moment so I could have mine with the Deer Hunter releasing Ring 7 Industry as a single, which I was so excited for. They played that song back in 2019. It's been 3 years. Almost, and I'm really glad that it's taken a completely different shape and sound, and it sounds awesome, and I'm super stoked for Antimony.
Really good year to be a UK fan. Deer Hunter's coming over there, Dance Gavin Dance is coming over there.
Oh, Deer Hunter is in there now, I believe. They're finishing up tour.
I know it's been a while, but y'all are finally getting some love, and I think it's well needed and well deserved. You guys have been quite patient.
So what are we talking about this episode, Devin?
I don't want to feel, fuck it, keep me comatose.
Finally, more things that we can shout at concerts. It's very exciting. This is a very exciting release. Specifically, receiving this release at midnight, and they're just like, hey, here's a single, like a week before the album was originally slated to be released. Which I don't think we've talked about that either, is that the album's been pushed back a month. You know, understandably, you know, making sure we're getting the things that we need and that everyone gets their box sets. I think that's important and it's a reasonable pushback. But no, Comatose came out at midnight. And then there was also a lyric video that's shot in the same style as the previous release, which was Rise and Hayanasha. They've got kind of this in-concept video that it didn't show as much lore as I was anticipating. But it is cool visuals. These are some things that we've seen before at different angles. there's this ship that we've been talking about. Allegedly, it's, you know, Nia and Gnosis.
Yeah, I mean, the focus of the video, like, you know, as you're saying, is the ships. But I think it's really unique that we kind of see a battle, which, like, we've seen in Keeping Secrets when the Red Army goes to Donar and they're fighting with their jackhammers and everything. But for Vaxis, so far, we've only seen instances on the Dark Sentencer and, like, more hand-to-hand combat. This is, like, a space battle. There's shields popping up. It feels like an MMO, totally, you know, doubling down on that sci-fi narrative. And we do get flashes of Candelaria and Vaxis and Nia and Nostrin. So there is not a lot of plot where, like, Liars Club video feels like an entire chapter. But there is a lot here to watch, and the lyrics are, you know, also very eye-catching because of the way that they pop up. So it took me a couple watches to process everything.
So, yeah, how many singles from this album? Have we gotten 4 singles? That's crazy. We're spoiled.
We started to get Shoulders like 9 months ago.
Okay, that's just a crazy thing to say, Devin. that's an insane thing. But no, man, I mean, I would say it's a fairly quick release from Vaxis 1, right?
Well, this was 4 years. Vaxis 1 came out in 2018.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Okay, maybe I'm wrong then.
But you mentioned Year of the Black Rainbow before, in you know, trying to speak about the Black Parade. But that's kind of how this song starts. You know, you get these, like, trash can Year of the Black Rainbow drums that fade in into, like, this killer riff, and at 33 seconds, that's the Coheed number, you get these crazy double kicks from Josh. And that man carries Coheed right now, in my opinion.
I mean, yeah, absolutely. Josh has definitely been putting in the work, and it's almost like Josh is playing a different song. Like, that's the best way I could put it, but it melds so well together with what Claudio's doing. But it feels like a big step out into the spotlight for Josh that he hasn't had in quite a few years. As far as being this prominent, I can't understate how prominent the drums are on this track. And yeah, you can feel Josh throughout it. This is very exciting, as well as Zach, because Zach, he just kind of, you know, pops off. Excuse my DGD reference, but yeah.
I'll give it to you. No, yeah, exactly. Like, at a minute and 13, that bass, like, it's just so smooth. Usually we talk about Travis like this, but I think we gotta throw some smoothness at Zach over here, because the rhythm section is just, like you said, it does kind of feel like they're playing a different song, but in such a good way, because it's like pop, but then it's rock and proggy, and but the chorus is so strong that it's a bop. I wasn't sure at first. It took me a couple listens, and then it was like, all right, I get it.
This one is a slow burn, but it's so Coheed. It's so Coheed. I love the, it's like, I think it's chorus or pre-chorus, but the "a one man prison and no one gets in. I start to finish, but just sit and spin alone. Don't get too close." It's really deep, interesting lyrics that may not, I mean, the strength of Coheed has always been that they can have this really tough to understand, like, sci-fi concept, but also have a very relatable song that ties into it. And this is one of those songs that you can just listen to it for being a song really well. Like, you can't exactly do that for, like, the Willing Wells, but you can do that for certain with Comatose, which we need. So I don't think that we can understate how much the song bangs in regards to the other singles as well. I feel it stands shoulder to shoulder with Shoulders. it's a good track, man. I've been spinning it a lot lately.
For sure. And I think, you know, one last thing that I'll say on the specifics of it is, like, around 207, it gets kind of quiet, and you hear, like, claves. It starts to get poppy with these electronic drums, and there's some bell hits, and, like, the auxiliary percussion. Y'all know I'd be fucking with the bongos on Neverender Night 3, so, like, I'm here for the auxiliary percussion. And then just as you're like settling into like, okay, you know, this is going to get some textures and some spacey, Josh comes in with a massive drum fill that's literally from 2 minutes and 24 seconds to 2 minutes and 38 seconds, more than a 10-second drum fill that ends with a snare hit that takes the breath out of you as it leads back into the chorus. And it's like... You know, just on Twitter, Josh did say that there's a Rise Nine Nasha drum cam video coming out, and there might be one for Comatose as well. So definitely make sure you follow Weird Science Josh Shepard on Twitter, and hopefully we'll get some information on that.
I do want to mention, you were talking about Josh's drums. I keep thinking of this one part, or maybe this is a war. I'm so full of bad ideas, and trust me, you don't want to hear them. Tell me everything. Now draw the line. Now draw the line. It is so No World for Tomorrow, that section. I keep thinking of like feathers for some reason, like kind of like a feathersy, almost like a running free chorus area. Like it's so poppy. It's so poppy in the best way. And I love it. I absolutely love it. It guitar tone too. Coheed's guitar tone has been changing a lot with these Maxis records, specifically gearing towards Tried and True, which is like the sound from like Good Apollo 1, Good Apollo 2 guitar tones. If this is a sign of things to come, I mean, give me more, please and thank you.
So, Rob, to kind of round out our discussion on this, where does this rank on the singles that have released so far? Because for me, it's Rise Nine Asha, Shoulders, The Liars Club, Comatose. And that being said, all four songs are fucking nuts, and I love them, and I love them live. I cannot wait for Comatose live. But how about you?
You know, I got it. People are gonna hate me. I'm gonna get a lot of hate. Don't at me on this. But I'm gonna put Rise first too, and then I'm gonna put Comatose, and then I'm gonna put Liars Club, and then I'm gonna put Shoulders. And the reason I'm putting Shoulders so low is because it reminds me so much of
It walks.
It reminds me so much of It Walks that I'm like, I already know what this feels like. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like, oh, it's deep down and dirty, and it's cool and interesting. And, you know, I'm like, yeah, like Shoulders is great, and it's got a great like guitar anthem involved. However, I'm interested in the new, and Rise is pretty new. Rise is pretty MCR new, you know what I mean? Like, it's a new direction that I really enjoy. And I think Comatose does that as well. The Liars Club, I was so excited for it to be such a, like, a punk track, you know? That I was like, oh, they're doing the MCR first album thing. Which I was like, which is also kind of like the second stage thing, where it's just like, do you want me to lie? Da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, it's very punk basics, but in a Coheed way. But no, I like this track a lot. It's up there number two for a reason. So very cool.
Word. I'm with him. Well, on that note, is there anything else you'd like to add to this episode, buddy?
Yeah, what can people look forward to with all things Coheed in the next coming releases?
Well, this episode is coming out Wednesday, May 25th. We have an episode coming out Friday, the original release date for Vaxxis Act 2. That's going to be our post-tour episode recap, and it's going to be a long one. There's some Q&As in there. There's a lot of fan submissions in there. We have Yui, and I will stop talking because I feel like I'm giving away a lot of the episode, which I don't want to do.
No, you're not giving any of it away, buddy. It's just you're just telling people what's coming, and that's exciting. That makes people want to listen and care, hopefully. Please care. Please care. Sign the All Things Coheed podcast.
And then, of course, we're going to have a pre-tour episode for Dance Coheed Dance. And then we have to do another episode of All Things Star Wars with Rob to celebrate the 20th year anniversary of Attack of the Clones. So
yeah, I'm very excited about this. I finally get to talk about Attack of the Clones. Said no one ever. But no, there's so much good in there that I think a lot of people overlook this movie, and I'm excited to talk about it, especially it being a prequel.
Absolutely. So thank you guys so much for listening to another mini-sode from the All Things Coheed podcast. Please follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, join our Discord. All the links will be down below. I sound like a YouTuber. Click the notifications button. Don't forget to subscribe.
And ring that bell.
Join the notifications button. But seriously, thank you guys for listening. This has been another episode of the All Things Coheed podcast. I am Devin.
And I'm a guy named Rob. Thanks for joining us. And I'm Rob. I don't know how to say that.
I don't know if that was offensive, but I apologize. Welcome home to the All Things Coheed podcast. I'm Devin.
I'm a guy named Rob, and I realize that we don't have a middle person.
All right, we can redo that.
No, I'll just do my part. You can cut it out.
All right. You ready?
No. I'm so afraid to let you know.